time to preview the meeting at Rose Hill with David Gutley. Before we do that, there may have been just a slight issue with some people listening via the app with Dean Lester's quaddie numbers. They're very important. I'll just recap Dino's quaddie. First leg numbers 8, 10, 12, 13 and 17. Second leg numbers 1, 3, 9 and 10. Third leg of Dino's quaddie numbers 5, 6, 12, 14, 16. Home with numbers 6, 10, 11 and 15. The quaddie numbers from Dean Lester at Flemington at 8. More importantly, let's get stuck into now this meeting at Rose Hill with David Gately. Welcome back, Gator.
Good to be back.
We're on a soft 6 at Rose Hill at this stage with the forecast reading as overcast, the rail out 3 metres. Your thoughts on how the track might play?
Yeah, they got a bit more rain than I thought on Thursday. They weren't expecting any. I think they got 20 mils. It's sort of pushed into the soft range. Rail 3 metres is your reference. We had a true rail last week. You could certainly run on. As long as you're off that inside rail, pretty much all of them avoided those inside lanes as the day wore on. We did have a 4-metre rail here prior, so pretty similar to the 3. And the track played really well without much bias there.
Kick off the 10 race card with a benchmark 72 for the 3 and 4-year-olds. It's clear of scratchings, and Kerr Royale heads the market at 270 ahead of Kanazawa at 480 at 550 for Say Hello. $6 Sentimental, Titanium Power, 650. So reasonably even market outside the favourite. Gator, how are you kicking us off?
Yeah, I'm with the favourite. I think she might be one of the best today. She's really promising filly. She's well related. She broke 33 seconds winning and made the last 600 and a really strong win at Canterbury again. Again, those last 600 overall time figures are good off that strong speed. So with 53.5 against the 4-year-olds, I think she can go on with it today. I Say Hello. I think it was a good return. Matched motors with Lady of Luxury to the line. The winner then, of course, a terrific win last week on the Gold Coast. Look, it isn't a shock. The form's strong. They ran some of the day's quickest closing fractions despite a fast-run race. So generally, when you see a high-rating race like that, the form will continue to stack up. So I think she's the danger to QIR. It's got to give her a fair whack of weight, that's all. Kanazawa certainly in the game, as is Sentimental, but 5-1, 6-3 the first.
Race 2 at Rose Hills for the 2-year-olds. Only one of them has been to the races. It's the bottom weight number 11, Street Smart. We take out numbers 3 and 8. Looks to be plenty to learn here. The market maybe gives us some sort of guide. Flashing Steel at 480 in an even market. Midnight in Montreal at $5.50, $7 for Sweet Vengeance, $7.50 for Street Smarts, the only horse with race experience that is resuming from a one-run first racing preparation. Looks a challenge here, Gator. How did you line them up in race 2?
Yeah, and then throw in the soft track, of course, as well. Look, with the scratching of Metallicity, I'm with Flashing Steel. Closed in on some key rivals, Frozen Prince, Sweet Ride in the trial, but was under much less pressure. And then really nice win, latest trial, given a little niggle and quicken nicely. Sweet Ride sat on the speed, beat Frozen Prince narrowly. Frozen Prince led that trial. They were both given a bit of a test, but certainly worked hard at it. And Smart Vengeance has chased Russian Conquest. And then Wide won well, latest trial. So you're right, certainly a bit to learn. I went 1-6, 2-10.
Race 3 is the highway. It's over 1,500 metres, a Class 3. Scratchings are numbers 1, 8, 15, 16 and 17. Banju heads the market at $5 in another even race from a betting perspective. $5.50 for King's Trust. Lord de Sanamore at $6.50. Pay the Dealer at $8.50. Prosino also at $8.50. Then we're out to double figures and better for the others, including Absolute Trust at $10, Gator.
Yeah, well, Banju was simply too good for them last time. Covered a lot of ground, and they had the hardest run out of all those in the finish, yet won anyway. I think probably should have won 2 runs ago as well and covered a stack of ground there. They can't draw a gate. They're drawn out again, but hard to tip against, especially if the fence is off. The gate won't be as much of an issue. Absolute Trust played for luck last time, received a little. A fresh run was better than it looks from a hopeless spot. I think getting to 1,500 third up might be the value improver here. King's Trust has claims and then Pay the Dealer. The race has certainly thinned out after those scratchings. 4, 3, 6 and 11.
Race 4 is the midway on the program, 10 races at Rose Hill today. It's a benchmark 72 over 1,200 metres. Take out numbers 4 and 5 and also number 10. Sky Command hitting the market for Gary Portelli and Rhys Jones aboard at $2.25. Out to $5.50 for finally realise, and then we're out to double figures very quickly. Easy Campeasy and Misdeed at both $10 Gator with Eyewitness.
Yeah, interesting one. I mean, Sky Command certainly short enough. First up at 1,200, I think you'll have your heart in your mouth late. Did win a trial quite well. Led sort of kept running. Beat Dragonstone at start two. And then they went to the Rosebud, found to be lame, so forgive that one there. Finally realised, had the nice run, but good return. Chancing and beating home, Asumu. There's plenty of merit on the clock there. Misdeed, no recent wins is a knock, but it's certainly a sound return from her. She was a good fourth. Doomben second up last time in a better race than this off a wide run. And Eyewitness, another one who's led all the way to win a recent trial. 6, 9, 3, and 8.
Off-season racing primarily in Sydney today, Gator, and sometimes that can be when you know, we see some apprentices emerge and getting down in the weights can be a real advantage. Is there one or two apprentices in Sydney that you think are going particularly well at the moment?
Oh, look, I think there's a number of them, Ted, to be honest, and the stats are backing that up. I mean, the riding winners are Reece Jones, Tom Sherry. Look, put it this way, and this is the great test from a punting perspective. If you see that those names in the race book, you don't halve your bet. You know, I think that betting confidence tells the whole story with some good young riders.
Just recapping your numbers in race four, the midway.
We're going 6, 9, 3, and 8, mate.
Race five's over 2,000 metres. It's a benchmark 78. We take out number four, only the one scratching, leaving a field of eight to face the starter. And Niffler backs up and heads the market at $2.30, just ahead of Sword Point at $2.70. $5.50 for Dakuri, then we're out to double figures and better. Amika, the best of those in double figures, at $11, Gator.
Not sure what to do here. Fleetwood Macca looks the only leader and come out. Niffler, perhaps they can go forward. Might be able to take control of this race. Yet to miss the Quinella Rock Solid last week. Just couldn't hold it to lightly weighted and backed winner, Casino Kid. I don't think 2,000 is any issue, but obviously we don't really know yet. Sword Point was far too good for maiden grade. It was 8 weeks off Canterbury, Chase Sweet Ruby all the way. Now gets to 2,000, plummets in the weights. Amika has to give the up-and-comers weight, sure, but she comes through the best races and gets to 2,000. And Dakuri's off a couple of wins as well. So some queries, 5, 8, 1, and 2 for me.
We get to race six at Rose Hill this afternoon. It's over 1,500 metres, benchmark 78, and we take out number nine. Hitting the market is Blesk at $3.50, ahead of Speed Legend at $4, and $5 for Four Valor, shooting for a hat-trick, so a number of horses pretty close in the market there. Only out to $6.50 to Love Planet, Caesar's Palace, the best of those in double figures at $11. How are you seeing race six, Gator?
Look, I'm going to give Blesk another go. I was 5 weeks off into the closing second at Brookspire. It just got too far back against the tempo Boxing Day. The race, not a shock, was leader dominated, given that he was clear race fastest his last two 200s. I think the key today for young Tom Sherry is getting the claim down, sitting closer in a smaller field at the 1,500, and there still looks enough speed on paper. So, needs a win, sure, but happily on top. Speed Legend, super genuine horse, kept closing on the Four Valor, meets 4.5 kilos better now, has to count for something. There's Four Valor, both Crystal, Pegasus and Love Planet are in the mix. I went 3, 8, 1 and 4 there.
That's six races down on the card at Rose Hill this afternoon. We've got the rail 3 metres out on a soft six, which overcast conditions. Will be back Quaddy Legs with David Gately after this break.
Where a day at the races begins. RSN 927's Race Day Morning.
Leading off the interstate hour, looking at the meeting at Rose Hill with David Gately. We're up to the Quaddy Legs, which kick off with race 7 on the 10 race card. It's a benchmark 88 over the sprint trip of 1,100 metres. The scratching is number 8. And the bopper, we heard from Nicole Thomas, one of the better back runners on the card at Rose Hill this afternoon, currently $1.95. Mr. Mosaic, $4.20. Both last start winners first up. Bellucci Babe at $6.50. Michi at $9. And then out to $15 for Dream Circle. How are we kicking off the quaddy at Rose Hill, Gator?
Yeah, look, I'm not surprised the bopper's been well backed. It was a terrific return win. Missed the kick. He found traffic with 60 and surged late. Third, Remlet's Gem, won well. Gold Coast last week. He's won 2 or 3 second up this horse, and he had a poor recovery rate in the miss. and the stable openly said he'd probably be better for it. So, look, Mr. Mozak also comes off an exceptional last start win. He was driven mad in the lead. They went hard, yet he kept kicking and still beat them. Now, beat Tycoonist, who's since won. That was his first run as a gelding too. And when he was second up last prep, he wasn't far off lost and running. Bellucci Babe's good fresh horse, and Starla's perhaps the best roughie here as I look up $16, 2, 5, 1, and 4.
I'm tipping with your well-known love of Pearl Jam and your predominantly singlet fashion sense. As you were growing up and loving your music, I'm tipping the bopper wasn't your nickname, Gator.
No, missed that one. Much more hardcore than that, Ted, but not so much these days.
Race 7, recapping those numbers, first leg of the quaddie.
We're going 2, 5, 1, and 4, mate.
2, 5, 1, and 4 with the bopper on top. Race 8, over 1,350, a benchmark 78 at Rose Hill this afternoon. We take out numbers 7 and 10. Fashionelle hitting a really reasonably wide market as an equal favourite with Tamerlane, both at $4.40, just out to $4.60 for Rabamos. Mensa Missile also at $4.60, $6 for Super Effort. They seem to be having trouble sorting out the market at the tab here, Gator. Can you help them?
I mean, I hope so. I thought Tamerlane, I think they went up about $6.50, maybe $7 around the traps. Tab, correct me if I'm wrong, but did produce a terrific finale first up. Then they were trapped wide second up, and they went back in an on-pace race. I thought the horse still ran really well. So now getting to 13.50 third up, happy to give Tamerlane another go. Fashionelle wide 2 runs ago, led last time, won a high rating race. Has a really good record on good to just soft tracks. Now, we're a soft six as I speak, but if the rain's missed, you'll get, you know, you're likely to get improvement, aren't you? So I think Fashionelle leads here and will take beating, especially if there's any on-pace patterns, so keep an eye there. Rubamos matched motors with Iron Lethal, which looks a terrific form. Then no excuses last time, but those leaders just wouldn't come back to him. And Super Effort, Mensa Missile, they're both in the game. 3, 1, 2, 5 for me.
Some deductions there with the scratchings of I Say Hello and For Sure, Gator, but you're right, Tamerlane's original price was posted at $8 when markets first went up here, and at that quote, Fashionelle was $3.30, and now they're both equal at $4.40. So certainly from an expectation point of view, the punters have honed in on saying Tamerlane went up at a big price early, Gator.
Yeah, and that's the way I read it as well. I think just a forgivable yet good second up run off a top return. It tends to be a good recipe, doesn't it, third up to find winners. So they'll still need a bit of luck, and they don't want any leader bias. So, again, we'll just keep an eye on the pattern there, but happy with Tamerlane on top.
Race 9 at Rose Hill, you know, the second last, a benchmark 78 over 1,200 metres. Scratch number 5, Key Largo hitting another quite wide market at $4.40. Liberty Sun at $6.50. Fast Coney also at $6.50. Albuena at $7. Olympic Legend $7.50. $8 Ranger. So a number of horses under double figures there, Gator, and the first of them in double figures is number 12, Ocean Emperor, at $12.
Yeah, well, I've tipped one here who certainly went up double figures. It's Liberty Sun. His last two have been good, considering he's covered plenty of ground in both of them. And the latest was in a Christmas classic, $150,000 race. Here he is back to a 78 with the claim and maps for a good trial for once. So, yeah, I think he has the wrong price. Key Largo gelded into this prep, all runs terrific. Was only clear the last 100. Kenzo yet still hit the line. It was a very good run. Gets to 1,200, down in the weights. Olympic Legend resumes, hasn't trialled, but did win well, 72 race fresh last time, and beat Ramstein and Fast Coney. Both of those horses you can tie in here through key rivals. Alberna right on the heels of Ramstein, and then beat Tamerlane, who hopefully has run well earlier by now, and Queen Bellissimo, who's come out and won. So I'm thinking one more run Fast Coney, but has a chance as well. 1, 11, 9 and 8.
Yeah, Liberty Sun originally posted at $11. David Gately's top selection currently $6.50 in race 9. We get to race 10, over 1,100 metres, a benchmark 78. Number of scratchings, we take out numbers 2, 3, 4, 8 and the bottom weight, number 13, which leaves Steel Diamond, number 6 is favourite at $3.40, just ahead of Star Cherie at $3.50, Irish Angel at $5, La Prezi at $7 and Forzanini. Emotional scenes around Forzanini when she goes to the races, regardless of the results for Murray Kennellan and the team behind Forzanini at $9. How are you seeing the last, Gator?
Yeah, how typical that wasn't any such a brave racehorse as well. Look, I'm with Star Cherie, who resumes. She looked sharp in a recent trial. She thrashed a smart one in for two by over six lengths. She did win well fresh last time in. She's back in third was a horse who's beaten the Lady of Luxury. So I think we'll have a big head start on Steel Diamond, who's the other favourite. Steel Diamond was a very good return. That's that high rating race we touched on. Lady of Luxury won it. Not only does the form tie in, but she went to the Gold Coast and was a really impressive winner, running the best 200 of the day to win there in that high rating race there. Just comes back 100 metres, Steel Diamond. That's a little query. Irish Angel was very honest, and Laprise gets promoted after those scratchings. So we're 10, 6, 1 and 8 now.
How are we playing the whole meeting at Rose Hill, Gator?
Our best comes up very, very early. Race 1, in fact. Number 5 in Key Royale. I did have Tamerlane as our value. Obviously, that's been taken care of, but can only tip them and cheer them home. Quaddy-wise, I'm going to go 2-5 only the first leg, so just 2 and 5. Second leg, the Tamerlane race, 3-1, 2 and 5. Third leg, the Liberty Sun race, 1-11, 9 and 8. And can I come home with just 10-6 and 1?
We can catch your afternoon as it evolves on Sky One this afternoon, Gator.
Certainly can, mate. And I'll give you an Adelaide best as well, because that's the sort of guy I am sometimes. So race 8, number 3, Hayington Station, will be our best in the City of Churches.
Great work, Gator. Look forward to catching you right through afternoon and again right throughout the week on RSN.
Thank you, mate.